You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt here, and I have got your weekly prediction edition for YNR. I've got predictions for Claire and Kyle, for Nikki Newman, for Ashley Abbott, for Audra and Tucker, and for Billy Abbott and Lily Winters. As always, our predictions are based on recent episode activity and upcoming official CBS soap opera spoilers, and I can't wait to talk to you about all of these. If you have not, please subscribe. Now, let's just jump right into this. My very first prediction, I feel like Claire Newman and Kyle Abbott are going to spark after she is found and rescued. So, spoilers for the week ahead. On Monday the 29th, Cole and Victoria find some keys inside that creepy Victorian doll, and I'm sure they're going to lead to Claire. Victoria said they looked familiar, so I wonder if for some reason she stuck her back at that weird lake house or at that abandoned fishing cabin where there was the whole confrontation between Nikki and Jordan when she had kidnapped Claire before. And then Tuesday, April 30th, Victoria finds out something shocking. So maybe it's where her daughter is. And you remember Kyle Abbott thought for just a minute that Claire did it. Like when she first went missing and Harrison first went missing, he was ranting to his dad about how he can't believe that he trusted her alone with his son. But then almost right away, he was like, okay, maybe Harrison was the target because he's the son of, you know, gazillionaires, and maybe she was collateral damage. And then when it came out that it was Jordan, Kyle just did not seem inclined to believe that she was involved. Even though his dad kind of felt that way and Summer definitely felt that way, you know, the Newmans for the most part did not, and Kyle did not. So I feel like when Claire is found, Kyle is going to come check on her, tell her he was worried about her, say, I never thought it was you, you know, bring Harrison to visit, and it's going to be a whole bonding thing, because I'm sure it's going to end up being a situation where Summer's jealous because her son Harrison is getting close to Claire, Kyle's getting close to Claire, yada, yada. We'll see how it goes. My second prediction, and this is not just a prediction, it's a fervent hope. It is a hope. It is a strong, strong hope. Nikki Newman sent to rehab. I hope. Monday, April 29th, Nikki blames herself for not letting Jordan die. According to spoilers, she goes to the GCAC after telling Lauren she's going home, and instead she gets room and a whole bunch of vodka and she starts boozing. Wednesday, May 1st, Nikki is out of control. This is the day we should have the scene from the promo where Jack finds her at the GCAC in a trashed room. And Thursday the 2nd, Jack goes to extremes to help her. And Friday the 3rd, Victor gives her some tough love. So I figure Jack's probably going to either rat her out to her husband or deliver her to her very upset husband. She needs to be in rehab. Let's face it, she has needed to be in rehab for months. Everybody sees this. And I mean, yes, she's been hiding her drinking, but my goodness. And Victor's whole thing about not sending her to rehab before was because he didn't want to do it when Jordan was still out there and a threat, you know, because she kidnapped Claire, you know, from that one place. So with Claire safe and Jordan firmly locked up in the cage in the basement, surely it's time for her to go to rehab. We'll see. My third prediction, Ashley Abbott runs to hide and avoid therapy. Tuesday, April 30th, Dr. Laurent shows up, Ashley's friend from Paris. He's trying to talk to her, but he's talking to Belle instead. And I'm sure Belle is covering, trying not to do her Southern accent. She's working every angle to get him to go away. Wednesday, May 1st, spoilers say Ashley tries to appear sane and in control. And I feel like if this doctor is any sort of decent doctor worth his salt, he's going to sniff out the fact he's not talking to his friend Ashley. He is talking to somebody else. So if you remember in the past, I think it was after a miscarriage, when Ashley had one of her two past nervous breakdowns, she ran off and was found like waitressing at a roadside diner under this other name. This has been a long, long time ago. And her alters know that therapy will destroy them, so they want to avoid therapy at all cost. And the only way to do that is to get away from her family, who seems very intent. They were already discussing whether they needed to pursue inpatient therapy, so she's got to get away. Our fourth prediction, I think Audra Charles may cave and take that ring from Tucker. Last week, Tucker pulled that ring out of his pocket when they were at the Jazz Lounge and told her he carries it on him all the time. And she was joking about, you know, him losing it, something like that. He doesn't care. He wants it on him in case she caves and says yes. There are no spoilers for them on the list for this week, but with Ashley spiraling and Ms. Abbott, the altar, wanting Tucker hurt and Audra set up, I'm guessing they're going to be around. So I just wonder if this mental health crisis with Ashley is going to convince Audra to say, yes, put a ring on my finger. She's not jealous of Ashley at this point. She realizes there's something deeply wrong with her and that Tucker doesn't want to be with her. But Audra is one of those fiercely independent women who says she doesn't need a ring, doesn't need a husband. However, we do know that Audra always needs a man, at least one, sometimes two, maybe three. And I do think Tucker is enough of a man for her, though. So we'll see. But I feel like he is going to wear her down and then she's going to wear that ring. My fifth and final prediction, I'm predicting this, but at the same time, I hope it doesn't happen, but I feel like it might. And I am very worried that Billy Abbott and Lily Winters are going to misstep. In recent episodes, you know, we keep seeing Billy in Lily's orbit, approaching her when she is alone, talking to her about them running Chancellor Winters together, taking over for his mom, and keeps reminding her how good they can be together. She says she doesn't trust him personally or professionally. He is Chelsea Lawson's boyfriend, but she's busy with Connor. She and Adam have been bonding recently. She's got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Lily is single, still stinging from that betrayal from Daniel. But as we know, you know, Lily has cheated in the past. Now, she's not a repeat offender cheater, but she's also not dating anyone right now. Billy is involved seriously with someone, but Billy is a cheater and a risk taker. And I definitely feel like if he and Lily are late at the office one night and he's trying to persuade her about this whole thing, basically about them being a corporate power couple, maybe they cross lines and revisit that relationship. I did enjoy them together, but I really don't want Chelsea to be hurt. But Billy hurts people. That's what he does. That's his stock in trade. So I can totally see it happening. All right. Those are all of our predictions. Subscribe if you haven't. Drop your comments on what you're excited to see, whether you agree, disagree, think the storylines are going another way. I love reading your comments. And be sure and come back soon, because we're here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.